Blog Talk Radio.
Dangerous soldiers to dangerous mission.
Well, then I guess I'm in.
This is going to be a really quick show tonight because Bobby is out on a date with, I'm curious how that went. Maggie is going to try and call in. And it's raining and pouring in Seattle. And everyone, it's February 2nd. Can you believe that we are in February now? I mean, don't you feel like time has gone this 2 months by? I mean, is this, for me, it doesn't seem like, you know, this time keeps going by fast and fast and fast. And, you know, I mean, I know that's what life does, but it's a pain in the ass when it does. Okay, let me bring on David.
Okay, everybody, how you doing?
Yeah, good. So, yeah, like I said, Bobby is out on a date, and Maggie's going to try and make it. And so I just want to commend Zeno Hospital this week on one of the best weeks of Zeno Hospital we've ever had in a while. But I have a bone to pick with it. Okay. People, I don't like to cry. I would rather get mad or throw something than get mad, you know, cry. So with this whole Nathan dying this week, wasn't, you know, I've used 2 boxes of Kleenex. It was one of those episodes where you knew you were going to feel something. You knew, oh, God, he, you know, it was like, oh, gosh, he, you know, he's dying. And, you know, it just, you know what? And I'm sorry, Zeta Morgan is a freaking hero for suiting pains on. But like Maxie said, why isn't he dead yet? And I agree with Maxie. I have no compassion for Faison. Just like I have no compassion for Ava or Julian or Olivia. Well, no. Let's leave Olivia in the room out of this. But Julian, Ava, and Franco, and Faison, I don't have compassion. They come and blow up people's life and think, oh, it's okay. You know, it's okay. Is this the how it is? And so I'm sorry, it pisses me off. And I just think with the way that Nathan died, and it was just like, okay, people, save him, save him. And, you know, and for weeks, you know, there were rumors about Ryan Pavey exiting the AIDS. And I'm like,
yeah.
Okay. I'm like, okay, that's stupid. That's not going to happen. You know, and when Nathan died, it was just like, you know, it was, it was just sad.
Yeah,
and all I could do was cry. And I mean,
yeah, but the Kathy Gotti, she did an awesome job. She helped us a bit.
Well, I mean, but
Kathy
everyone.
Gotti.
Everyone.
Yeah. What's that, too? And what she needs to die, either. That is a good vibe.
Well, okay, and I don't know what, you know what, yesterday on Zeno Hospital, Carly found out that Neil was in a loony bin and threw it in her face. And I'm like, why on, Carly? It was something I would do. You know what, Neil had been a freeloader. You know, I loved Neil a couple of months ago. I thought, Michael was cute, but the more I rationalized that decision, Neil tried to break up Carson. Neil lied. She knew exactly why she came to town. And I just get mad because people's like, well, Carly should have not thrown the metal hospital in her face. Why not? Why freaking not? Yes, we all know that Carly was in Fairview. Oh, yeah, Fairview. Oh, you know, and Sadie book. Carly and Lulu were both in there, but it was for a month or two. Carly was the postpartum. Lulu, when she, went to, when she went on the one with Zani, it was one of those moments that I'm like, wait a moment. Why? You know, it was this, you know, I'm a Carson fan first. I'm a Carson fan, and I'm a Zaytsen fan, and I'm a Carson Zaytsen fan. And right now, I don't like Drew. I do not like Drew. Am I saying Billy Miller is doing a good job? Absolutely. I'm not taking anything away from Billy. But for my preference, I love. Yeah, I mean, I've always been a Carson fan. And, you know, I've always hated Julian. And you know what? If a big mob was going to, you know, happen right now, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. Let this take these bastards out. Now, you know what? I'm with Anna. You know, I'm with Anna. Sunny was the one that pulled Faith on the, not giving him the button. Maxie, I didn't like that, you know, Augustine did, because you know what, Augustine, you've been in town for 2 seconds. Let everyone that he has give the reign of terror, let them do it. Because I'm sorry, I just feel like, wait a moment, it was just one of those episodes that I will never, ever, ever, you know, forget, because it was this, you know, yeah. I mean, the whole week, and I'm going to save every episode this week of ZH, because it's been, you know, it's just been so good. And everything, and it just, I mean, yeah, it made me cry. Yeah, to be honest, it did. But, I mean, I know Ryan Pavey, you know, before people, I'm getting mad at people because they keep, you know, wanting to blame Frank about Ryan leaving. Frank's that did this. It really was Ryan Pavey's decision. And as much as we don't want him to go, and I mean, I did not want him to go. I loved him. So how does everyone feel out there about the Sozo coming back as a, like a reboot? How does everyone feel like that, feel about it? Because, okay, I'm okay with American Idol, because after all, look, Brian and Lionel Richie will be on. I mean, yummy. Yummy, yummy, oh. Yummy.
I'm trying to like recognize that for years. I didn't like it all. No, I didn't like it. Like when I first came out, but when it got boring that for years, I didn't like it. I'm not happy. I'm not going to watch.
Wait, why are you not happy about it?
Because it got stupid after that for years. I think when it was time with that, it got boring. And that's when.
American Idol?
Yes.
No, I disagree with you. I mean, you know what? With the way the climate is, I'm okay with American Idol coming back, because right now you have one of the three best courses, and they all, Katie's in pop, Lionel is in R&B, look, Brian in country. So you're going to have those courses that know what they are doing. I mean, it was, you know what, I mean, to be honest, I'm glad Simon Cowell moved on. I'm glad Paula Abdul moved on. I mean, I'm this excited to see where this is going. And,
I'm hoping to better because and the rain choked. When the rain went down one time, when the rain went down, because when they cut out all the when outtakes were messing up, that's when it got boring.
I disagree with you because I never thought, you know, I mean, but I didn't watch American Idol every night. I mean, I'm more, The Voice group, but I'm going to have to watch American Idol because of Lionel Richie and my boy, Luke Bryan, I love them. And, you know, it's just, for me, I'm going to enjoy that. And I'm looking forward to it. And I just want to say, Young and the Restless, why Melissa Claire Egan is leaving? I am sad.
I
am heartbroken. I'm sad. I'm heartbroken. I'm everything because I've loved her. And when I met her on the set of YNR, she was the nicest person ever. And also, I just thought, for me, it was like, you know, I love Chelsea, but you know what? Once again, you guys, it's not about, you know, Chelsea leaving. It's about, you know, she wanted to leave. It was, you know, it was her decision. So with all of that, you know, being said, that's, you know, that, I mean, when the actors make up their mind as a decision to leave, I can understand that. But what I'm having trouble grasping is why in the hell did General Hospital put Zini Francis on recruiting? I mean, you know, this is the most stupid thing I've ever seen in my life. You know what? Zini Francis in the 80s, 90s with Anthony Geary was the reason why General Hospital stayed on top. The Luke and Laura days saved General Hospital from going over. And if Goya Monty knew it was time to do something, you know, drastic. And I will never say, look, wait, Laura, I don't feel like that. But, you know, I like Laura and Kevin. I really do. And yesterday, if you guys haven't watched Thursday's episode, please do not eat before you do. I'm begging you. I am just, going to let you guys know that, you know, it's crazy, crazy, crazy. And, I mean, David, what are you thinking about? Either General Hospital, Dave, Lionel.
Okay, I'm loving Jim Hoffo. Happy that they cut off Ryan PBR Payton. I like Payton. I'm watching it. Now it's bad people. For bad people. And I'm not so happy that day that just breaking up Will and Sonny. Now I love Ron Cavalletti, but we did wrong in working them up. And cut off Andre. I think that's not necessary. And I think Riverman is the one that killed Stefan, and not Stefan, Andre.
And someone just tweeted me about the Carly and comment yesterday. You know, and I'm mad. Okay, then the same thing. Calling out a woman with a mental illness when Carly and your cousin were both guests in the psych ward, and Carly's son suffer by bipolar. You know what? People, yes, go for a collie, but because you know why? Because there was a reason why collie went into it. There was a reason why Lulu was in it, okay? Now he's just a vindictive little bitch. And see, he's working with Ava. Come on. How sick can you be? How sick knowing what Ava has done to Carlson and their family, and now you're pregnant with Michael's kid, and you think, oh, it's okay. I'm going to work with their enemy. You know what? Now I hope Ava does kill you or do something to you. Really? You deserve it. And I swear, if you, if this pregnancy doesn't, if this pregnancy, doesn't with, you know, withhold for now. You know what? Now, if they do a stupid storyline with a maxi baby the way I'm, you know, I'm thinking, Michael, I am going to lose my shit. Yeah, I am going to lose my shit, David, because this, you know, this, you know, I just believe that, you know, it's been, you know, for me.
Well, not
so, and
not
also,
really.
You know what?
I'm not a big nail fan. I know what the nail fan. They'd be like,
well,
no. Not a big nail fan. So.
Well, well, yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right, you know, and you know what, I am not apologizing, how I feel about that, I'm done apologizing, people, I've been done apologizing for my comments for the past 2.5 years, okay? You know, this is all video, so all opinions. And my opinion on Twitter, I am not saying that Nell needs to die, but I'm okay with Carly doing the backgrounds. Like, I would have. You know, I mean, come on. Zach brought in Nell into people's life, and I wish they would freaking remember that, because Nell Benson is a son of a bitch, scheming, lying, cunt of a tramp. I will say that, and I'm saying that for the character, so please don't treat me that I'm awful, because I'm not. I'm just, I love Carly, I love Sunny, I love Carson, I love Jason, I love Oscar and Jocelyn, I love Dante and Lulu, and Magdalene and Nathan, so for me, I've always known where my loyalty as a fan-based dude, and I'm not going to just sit there and let everyone tell me I'm wrong. Why, David?
You know what? I'm a closet fan. Of Sunny and Carson.
What? Always. Wait, what did you say?
I love Sunny and Carson. Carson. I'm just saying.
Yep, I mean, you know.
Okay, you can draw that just too, but it will be in a movie.
And do I want, Jason and Sam back together? No, I think for that their time has
I believe Mila. I know them. Billy Mila.
Okay.
You know.
Someone would absolutely want Christoph to say on YNL. I'm always going to miss Melissa Claire Egan. No one is saying Christoph is leaving YNL. Stop saying that. Do not say that because, you know, stop it. You know.
He's taking a break for now until you cover.
No, he's not taking a break. Where did you get
that? I mean,
where did
now,
you get that?
I'm expecting that, saying that he just took a break to get over. Take a little break.
Well,
I think you take a little break, but time off. I don't think you'd be
you
ready
know what?
Yet, so.
No, I mean, but I'm, and so the Super Bowl is this weekend, people?
Yeah.
And,
White Eagles.
You know what? That's, you know, and that's my, you know, other thing. I mean, I'm not, for the first time in a long time, I'm not watching the Super Bowl this year because I'm boycotting the Patriots. I am boycotting the Patriots, and I'm not going to apologize for this because they need to, you know what, they got a slap in the wrist. Tom Brady got a slap in the wrist, on the wrist, and... you know, is this, you know, what I believe. And I just want to tell you, on Tuesday morning, I will have, I will be interviewing, Karen Pressley, she's an ex-Scientologist. I just read her book, very moving, very wonderful. And so she will be on Tuesday, the 6th. At 10 o'clock in the morning, which everyone knows I'm not a morning person. But I'm okay with that. I mean, I'm okay of, you know, getting up, you know, for that kind of an interview. And it just, for me, I just think that it is going to be crazy. Oh, David, did you do what I tell you? Yeah, I tell you. Did you listen to what I told you to do last week? You know, everyone needs to call their affiliate, Stateson, about Days of Our Life. Days of Our Life will be on in Seattle, Washington, on Kong TV, and that's the sister Stateson of NBC. For us, it will be on Santa 6 due to the Stupid Olympics. And come to find out, Chicago Fire.
Okay,
Med.
I just found out on if Dave is going to be
on
down here in Florida.
David,
hold on. Dave is going to be on in Florida.
What?
I checked. He's going to be on in Florida. Dave is going to be on. I checked.
Oh, Days of Our Life will still be on?
Yeah, in Florida. I got to record
it. Yeah, well. But I, you know, I'm going to tell everyone, please, you know, make sure to check your local listings about the times and everything. And, you know, I mean, I'm not a big fan of the Winter Olympics, to be honest. I mean, back in the day, I did watch on the skating, but that was when, you know, Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan and their heyday of that, which was awesome. I mean, no, and I don't think Tonya knew about the hit on Nancy. So with that, you know, but what I was saying is, people, we won't get Chicago PD next week. No, we are getting Chicago PD, Law and Order, SUV, and Chicago Med. But we won't be getting... Chicago Fire until we won't be getting Chicago Fire until April, no, March 1st. So we are going to miss a lot, in, you know, and that pisses me off. I would rather have our primetime shows than and David, I will be on next week, I believe, but not the week after. You know, and so what are you doing this weekend?
Well, tomorrow I got Dallas that's appointment this morning. And then I'm going Dallas tomorrow. Then on Sunday I'm going to East Camita with BM Nita and going to church.
Well, wait, are you going out to the movies?
You're going to see the camera that with Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson movie. Try to begin the movie. With the movie. We just saw Proud Mary. I just saw Proud Mary last week. I'm trying to be handsome. Good movie. So, yeah.
Oh.
So,
you know, I mean, I love my prime time shows, and, you know, but I love movies. So,
me too.
Well, you live in Florida. How much does it cost you to go to the movies?
Depends what time you go. There's some days you go in the morning, it could be nine hours. And afternoon, it could be like 12, 13 hours a night. So it depends on what time you go. Excuse me. Depends on what time you go. Because last time I went 9 o'clock in the morning, it was $9. Then went afternoon, it was about $13. So depends on what time you go. I used to go for matinees, anyway.
Okay, so when you go to the movies, okay, when I go to the movies, you know, I always get popcorn and a drink. Do you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, and do you? Yes, but be careful, you know, with the bottle. I mean, just put an extra bottle, but don't like put like four table, you know, like extra. And I found if I did this once by accident, my friend and I got the bottle and went, and they didn't put the salt on there. And we grabbed the sugar. And you know what? That wasn't bad at all. It was really good.
I mean,
you know, and I'm not a big, I'm not a big, what's someone call it, popcorn fan, but when I had that, it was really good, and, you know, I don't know about you, David, but when I was growing up, you know, we went to the movies all the time, almost every weekend, you know, but back in the day that, you know, movie would cost, like, I don't know, $5. And the snacks would be reasonable, but you know I am, but I'm you know what I miss the day.
$250. Oh yeah.
Okay, and I'm not giving anyone ideas, but if you ever notice you go to a movie and you're paying $10 now or whatever. Okay, but you want to see another movie, but you don't want to pay for it. Just make sure the person that takes your ticket doesn't see you. And you can accidentally go in the wrong movie.
I did it all the time. I used to do it all the time when I was younger.
Why don't you anymore?
I don't know. That was younger. Now just I don't know. They watch the movies closely now. The ushers, so you can take the tickets down here.
Oh well, where I live, they just check the tickets. You know, when you get there, and then when you leave, they will you say bye. But you know what? Just go out the exit door and bam. And so, David, are you a Coke or Pepsi fan?
I could say Pepsi.
What?
Pepsi.
Yuck. No, I've always been a Coke and Sprite girl. I mean, always. I mean, once I tasted Pepsi, I don't know. For me, I just hated it. But Coke and Sprite, you know, in my opinion, you know, really good. And this is everyone. We just have to remember that um, You know, we just have to remember, you know. Nowadays, you know, everything is different nowadays. I mean, kids cannot sneak into movies without paying. They cannot do that. Like, but when I worked at the theater, sometimes I was like, kids, let's go through. Oh, if the kids were really, you know, buying a PG-13 movie, and they wanted to go, oh, I'm like, okay, go before we get caught. So, you know. And so we are going to wrap up in about 5 minutes. You know, we're going to wrap up in 5 minutes. And you know, and I think what we need to do, David, we need to really stop twittering everything about the show and get more calls. Because, I mean, you know, I mean, no, I mean, I like it when it's just us, but I want people to call in, and I,
yeah,
you know, so did you already have dinner?
Yeah, pizza.
What did you have?
Pizza. Your favorite.
Oh, where
pizza.
Did you get it from?
And pizza brown one from me, so, never. I mean, stuffed crust pepperoni pizza.
From Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
Okay, and did you have any left? Okay, just remember.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, but remember when you microwave it, it's better when it's the stuffed crust to, what's it called? It's better with the stuffed crust to put it in the oven and out of the microwave.
I know, that's what I do.
You know, so what kind of stuffed crust did you get?
Cheese.
No pepperoni?
Yes, pepperoni, stuffed crust.
Oh, okay. Now when we are done with the show, I am making, you know, I call it a pizza, but you know, I mean. You know, I sort of spent a lot of money shopping today, so, you know, but what I do, and it's so good, I cut 2 English muffins, then I put pizza sauce on them, and then I put black pepper on them, and then I put mozzarella and cheddar seeds on them, and put in the oven for 12 minutes, and it's perfect. You know, it's... Yeah, I mean, because, you know, sometimes you just don't want to, like, spend your money.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Maybe that would be for them, boy. You want a little pizza? Yeah. What temperature you can cook it at?
Well, and so, what are you going to be watching for the rest of the night?
Oh, I'm so behind my garage, so full up. It's full up of things.
What are you going to watch?
My garage is so full up of so many shows. It's full up.
Oh. Do you have a TiVo? Do you have a TiVo?
No, DVR.
Okay. Well, no, I have a TiVo. And with a TiVo, you can have more hours. Unless your DVR has, like, the maximum hours of recording time. How many recording time did you have?
I'm up behind on stuff.
Like, with the Olympics happening for me, I just think it's good because then I can watch some of my shows I recorded. You know?
Yeah.
And, so, you guys, we are going to end it, like, 5 minutes early because, you know, it's windy and rainy here. I'm getting hungry, and we will be back on Tuesday.
I want to say, I like Will and Grace. I'm loving Will and Grace, and I'm going to watch Roseanne.
I love Will and Grace, but
at first day,
I don't know how I feel about Roseanne.
I like Roseanne.
So, what?
I like Roseanne. I'm gonna watch it. So I'm a big Roseanne fan. I wanna know what Darlene gonna come back to have get us. What's Darlene gonna come back? They had two Darlenes, and so I wanna know which one come back. I'm gonna watch it.
Well, and you
I'm
know,
actually, I don't get, I'll give it a shot, but I'm not sure. I'm gonna watch it though. So yeah. Go Will and Grace. I like them show.
Well, it's okay. Like you know, Will and Grace. I, on the other hand, oh, and just remember, General Hospital. They have recasted Sonny's father.
So
that will be happening. And, you know, because, you know, and I know a lot of people loved, you know, Juan Hale, but, you know, he's retired now. And I think he's living in, like, Mexico. You know, so, yes. Okay, we are going to end it here, but have a safe weekend, everyone, and everyone in New York, Chicago, Washington, D.C., they're getting halted of the storms with the snow. Please be safe.
Yeah.
Don't go out unless you really, really want to be either smart, stupid and injure yourself. But I'm not calling people stupid. I'm just saying they will be stupid to, you know, go out. And we will, like I said, we will be back Tuesday the 6th. At 10 a.m. for the interview with Karen Presley, and then we will be back on a Friday, so we might have a guest on there too. So have a great weekend, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye.